Sometimes, Christopher, you say how we're lost in the world of thinking, and when my mother was here last week, there was some discussion about memories, and she wasn't quite sure about your answer. Can you say a little more about being lost in the world of thinking or memories? Because conventionally, we think it's good to have memories, or good to remember things.
Good memory? Not good memory that we'd like to have.
Well, we'd like to have good memories, but we say, oh, it's good to be able to remember details, who was born when, and who's called this and this, and what this is called a table. And of course, in old age, it's a real problem when people lose that kind of memory. Well, from what you were saying to, this is my mother, Kate, everyone, from what you were saying to her, it sounded like it isn't good to have memories.
What about understanding and memory? Because everyone must have memory each moment, but no one can have right understanding each moment.
And it doesn't mean that if you have right understanding, there cannot be memory.
There must be.
You can't have understanding without memory.
There must be a memory with each citta, sanya, chetasika.
But it could be a confusing memory, like when you're going down the road and you can't remember where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
That's thinking.
Well,
memory is recollecting. So we have an intention to go to Achan Suchins, and we're walking down the road, but we can't quite remember where we're going. So whether we're going to Achan Suchins or to the chai shop, you know, we can't remember. That's at that moment. There may be memory, but it's not really relevant memory.
But Ajahn's talking about sanya, that arises with the moment, and you're talking about thinking.
Well, memory, sanya is a type of memory. Isn't that what we're talking about? Memory. Ajahn, could you speak about that a little bit?
No, sanya
is...
That's
what I think Kate would be probably referring to. Also.
I think he said that one shouldn't have memory. And I was thinking that in older age, one's bound to have a lot of memory. And I think that we're on a completely different idea.
What is sanya?
It's remembering, yeah.
Marking.
Well, you remember things marking in the past as well as like yesterday.
Now, sanya is performing its function already, each citta.
Yes, but conventional memories of the past.
Is sanya. And even right now, thinking about the past is also sanya.
Right. So, are we saying that those conventional memories of happy occasions in the past?
Yeah, we are talking about different kinds of memory. Right. But now, I'm talking about sanya of each moment.
Yes.
But Ajahn, can I just say, just to help Kate, just because I want to be clear what she's saying as well in the dialogue. I think she said that you said that you shouldn't have memory. But you're saying that you do have memory from the past.
I think so. I was out of my depth, actually.
Yes.
Some memories.
Yes.
And I talk about each moment memory. To remind that now there is also sanya, which is unknown. Because we think
moment,
about some memory only.
Each moment of memory, what do you mean by sanya?
Sanya.
But memory of what? What are you referring to?
Of object. Which citta experiences now?
In what way to remember? By remembering, we
do
think.
Do you
it
remember
terms of
me? Do you think of me? Can you recognize me?
Sure. Yes.
That is sanya.
Right. But so what? What's that got to do with the Dhamma practice?
What do you mean by practice?
With the development of wisdom.
What develops?
What develops? Well, I would hope right view, wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Whenever there is right understanding, panya develops. So now it's moment of developing panya as well.
But by remembering that this is Kunsu Chin, how does that develop? So you're talking about recognizing
that
memory.
That is thinking. But panya understands reality as reality. Sanya is not convinced. Sanya is not you. It's moment of remembering.
It would seem to me more interesting, really, the whole topic, really, in the sense that sanya recollects, but it doesn't recollect what I wanted to recollect sometimes. So therefore, I would find the topic of more interest to me of the fact that I can't control memory at times.
Even to know sanya is not easy at all. Because now when we're talking, sanya arises and falls away all the time with each citta.
You said at each moment there's memory performing its function.
Or sanya.
Or sanya. But how do we know this? Can it be known?
With awareness, direct awareness. And that is patipatti. The direct awareness.
Patipatti, yeah.
So
we should practice more.
To understand moment with direct awareness and without direct awareness.
So to practice a moment with direct awareness, with the direct awareness, and sanya, without direct awareness.
Sanya is practiced when it arises, from moment to moment, no one there.
When it is practiced.
When it arises, yeah, and it is aware of a reality, a characteristic of our reality right now, because in a day, different characteristics arise from one doorway to another doorway all the time, succeedingly. No awareness. But awareness is aware of a characteristic. It can be whatever appears through eyes or ears or mind. Any reality which is real at that moment, just at that moment.
And how do we practice that?
Again, when is the direct awareness?
And how do we encourage it?
Who?
Anybody who wants to.
To?
Practice.
Understand.
Yes.
Not to practice.
Not to practice. That's the way to...
To understand.
Understand that it can arise. Mm-hmm. It can arise, but there's no one who can make it arise.
For example, mm-hmm, right now, who understands that hardness here is real, it's a reality. Only that. No table, no thing. At this very moment, who understands? It's not anyone at all. It's the moment of direct awareness of a characteristic which is hard. Or direct awareness of sound which is now appearing. At moment of its appearing. That is direct awareness. So all realities will not be in darkness as before. Because when we talk about sanya or feeling, they are all in darkness because no awareness of it at all when it arises. So how can we say completely with understanding or perfect understanding that all realities or conditioned realities arise and fall away? Just by hearing, considering, but not the direct awareness yet. And when awareness arises, it is aware of a characteristic, and panya begins to understand that there are only realities in a day appearing, no self, no being.
It's interesting that comment that Jonathan made, the difference between idea. There's an idea, there's a right idea, perhaps the right idea, it's an idea, thinking, and then the actual experience of it. What is that gap between that? What is the link between that?
Between?
Well, we can be, right now we're discussing, it's an idea, as you said, it's just an idea, it's just thinking, it's nothing more than that. Then we talk about that, and then we talk about the actual experience. What is the gap between those two? What links those two together?
Moment with awareness and moment without awareness.
What links the moment with awareness to the moment without awareness?
When there are no conditions for hearing to arise, can there be hearing?
No.
When there is no conditions for right awareness to arise, can it arise?
No.
So what conditions right awareness to arise?
That's the question.
Better and better understanding of realities right now.
So in other words, going through the idea process better and better until we get to the deeper level of understanding.
With understanding, not just idea.
Well, we can't force the understanding, so we can only go through the idea stage. That's the only one we have any control over, thinking and talking.
Okay, what is this?
Visible object.
Direct experience.
That's okay.
Direct experience or just remembering?
It's memories.
So when awareness arises, it's not just memory only, but it is moment of understanding with direct awareness, because what is seen, one can say that it is visible object. But is that the direct awareness before there is thinking about the case or about the word? Because it's so true that there must be visible object right now. But usually one is so forgetful not knowing visible object at all, there is always pictures or idea the whole day about something, not just visible object. So the panya can see moment with direct awareness and moment without direct awareness, that one can say that it's visible object. It's visible object can be said or spoken without understanding of that moment with direct awareness. And it can be direct awareness beginning the development of understanding visible object as it is. So when one says that visible object depends on one's understanding, how much one understand it, or one just copy and just know that it's visible object by theory or by thinking. And this is the development of understanding.
It's kind of hard to have, with visible object, to have right understanding when, as Jonathan pointed out last time I was here, which is quite rightly so, 95-98% of our time, defilements are arising. So in other words, not only do we not have right understanding with the visible object, but it's related to with defilement, with aversion, with attachment, with pulse, whatever.
So there must be I who think, I who see, and I think of thermometer and many things, but not the direct understanding of that which is not I, which thinks, which sees, which hears, different realities. So it's not just saying that realities are not self, reality is conditioned, so it arises and falls away. That's not enough. But the moment of understanding or developing the understanding is when there is more understanding about the difference between thinking of pictures or concept or idea and the characteristic of a reality which can appear through eye sense. There is seeing. There can be thinking about seeing, but it's not the direct understanding that which knows by seeing.
With the sotapanna, Ajahn Suchin, would you say that overthink defilements are lessened at that stage?
What kind of defilement?
She's got some time to spare.
We just mentioned the main one.
Yeah. Just keep it short. I can mention many to you. Just lopa dosa.
Yes, lopa is less because there is no ditti with it anymore. And avijja is less because there's no ditti.
And lopa and
no
dosa
also.
I have one more question on the memories. Often you say how this life is so short and we cling so much to different memories or ideas, and particularly to ideas of people around us who we care so much about. But if one appreciates how short this life is and how next life we cling to a new set of people, and really one can just reflect on how people are just like winds passing through in this life. Could you say a little more about people as winds passing through?
Each moment has arisen and fallen away, that's all.
So what we find so important is just a moment of thinking, just arising and passing away.
Seems a bit sad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I understand.
Like you're with him,
yeah.
Because we have attachment to those things.
Mm-hmm. But it helps to understand.
Yes, I suppose.
It helps when you realize it.
It's sadder when the beloved one passed away.
Yeah.
But when there's understanding, that it's common. It has to be that way.
There's a lot on the memories of the loved one.
With more or less understanding, more or less sadness.
I can't get involved. I'm not very good at concentrating.
But even the sadness is so natural, but we can understand the sadness also. And I think when we do not take that so much for self, it will help. But we shouldn't talk like that, because it's again, a self wants less sadness.
When time comes to be more, then what? With or without understanding? That it cannot stay, even sadness cannot stay. It does not last. Even you'd like to have it for a long time.
I think that we realize that.
and not enough, because there will be the next moment of sadness again and again. As long as there are conditions for sadness, it can arise at any time in their proper conditions.
And what are these conditions for sadness?
Attachment.
Could you explain a bit more about attachment as a condition for sadness, please?
When you read newspapers, many unhappy moment or events, do you cry?
No.
It's so miserable.
Yes.
Do you
I
cry?
Do sometimes when I'm watching television in a sad event, I'll sit there and cry. Yeah.
What about if it's your close, very
cry,
close?
Cry even more and for longer and harder.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, often weeping is quite good. You've enjoyed the book. You wept at it, I think.
So weep now.
Just a minute.
Yes.
Tomorrow, when I say goodbye to Sarah.
Do you weep when you say goodbye to people other than
some
your close
people,
relatives?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Those you're fond of.
Yeah. It doesn't last too long.
No.
It's just
making that connection, though, between the
fondness. I nearly wept
reading
Kosamui, you see.
Right.
As you know, on that last walk.
To be honest with you, Jonathan, I find that so superfluous, you know, really, that level of discussion, because what Kate's talking about, I have so many defilements, so many, and to talk to me about my defilement, about seeing my mother or my father or my loved one as someone more special than someone else, it's like I've got so much stuff in the trenches to deal with without having to speak about them. Because of course I'm going to see loved ones, close ones, as I'm going to mourn them more than I am others.
So it is a defilement to weep when you say goodbye to
somebody.
That's
what Jonathan's implying. No, I'm not implying at all. All I was pointing out was the connection between the things we weep about and attachment.
I mean, it's very hard, Ajahn Suchin, I think, for Tujanas, if you like, not to mourn the loss of a loved one.
No one can control it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was interesting, it was Sakuragami when... I forget her name. She was a Sakuragami, and she mourned the fact that she never married. What was her name?
Sumana.
She was mourning as a Sakuragami that she never married. I mean, that's...
Another point that came up, because we had a few little discussions while we were away, and one question my mother raised, which is actually one that Christine raised before, of how, for people from a Christian background, it's a lovely day or if everything's beautiful, they are used to thanking God or showing some appreciation.
Not only Christian.
Or anyone, yes. So the question is, who do we thank or how do we show our gratitude? And if we just say, oh, well, this is just attachment, it's not a very satisfactory answer.
It's different from attachment when we think about the other's goodness. And when there is gratitude, it's not unwholesome at all.
That's not attachment, really. It's just thank you to the world or whatever. It doesn't have to be God, it just happens to them.
Sometimes you can feel, I think this is the coming out of work and seeing in hospital grounds the red sky and the parrots in the trees, and it was just so beautiful. And it was just a feeling that of gratitude, but I sort of felt gratitude, I know it was attachment, but gratitude seemed to be there. Gratitude to who? I thought it'd be nice to...
No one.
I think the Buddha, when he looked around, tried to find someone to pay respect to, he couldn't find anybody to say pay respect to Dhamma. And so it's having to see things as kind of...
So every religion or whatever belief has their own a word for something that doesn't have to be here.
Well, we're talking about what creates the idea of when you walk outside and you see a beautiful sunset, everything has components.
Oh,
like a car has components.
Just a general lovely feeling.
If you break a car into components, you don't have a car anymore. You have a carburetor, you have an engine, you have something like that. Mm-hmm. So when we go out and we see a beautiful day, what we're studying is what creates that? And what creates that is Dhamma. In other words, visible object, thinking. And so the Buddha paid respect to Dhamma, and so that's how we should... And because we're studying that, we would pay respect to Dhamma, not to the beautiful day, because...
Well, it's similar.
The beautiful day.
Yes, but one doesn't have to think about being a Buddhist or have to...
It doesn't matter what you are, just say thank you.